So in the news this week, you may be reading about the cash payments making a comeback for the first time in a decade. More people are using cash, reversing years of decline. The banking body UK Finance said many people have returned to physical money to help them budget as the cost of living crisis squeezes families' disposable incomes. So are you somebody that uses cash more? Has, the fact that we're in a cost of living, has that meant that helping your budget and balance things at the end of a month, using cash, you find it easier? It's an interesting topic, this one. Let's talk to Emma. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Morning, Emma. Hello. And we know that you work in a supermarket, so, you know, you're sort of on the front line. So are you finding more people, Emma, are using cash?
It's on the rise, I'd say.
Okay.
The cost of living crisis and people budgeting and, let's say, not much money about at the moment. And, you say you've got some money and you have cash and that's what you've got for the week, then you budget yourself all week. So, it's definitely on the rise, I'd say.
Okay, and I know it's interesting because obviously during the pandemic they were encouraging people to make car payments, things by card, and now it seems to have gone the other way.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really weird because obviously because of probably go back to COVID where all the supermarkets really, really wanted you to use card because obviously the contact between each other and keeping your distance and all that, but now it's on reverse, which is for us is kind of weird, I guess. Because obviously now the screens are still there, but obviously you're still touching more contact than it was before. So, yeah.
And it's interesting from a business point of view. I mean, there's people that use cash for budgeting, I suppose, like we mentioned, but also people with disabilities that might not be able to use cards, they get their cash. But from a business point of view, actually, if you have card payments, is that easier, do you think, from sort of the back office point of view where, there's not actually physical cash on the premises?
I guess so, yes, because obviously from a business point of view, yeah.
Okay.
But obviously, as well as, say, the elderly as well. They're another one because obviously they stopped coming to the shops obviously because they have to be at home. So now they can come out and use cash freely and obviously using a contactless card for an elderly person or someone with a disability.
Yeah.
It's quite challenging, I'd say.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's really important to have cash, I think, as well. I mean, there's times when, everything's online and everything, it's like, you pay by card. And you sort of forget sometimes that people need to use cash, don't they?
Absolutely, and I think cash is not going to disappear. It's one of those things that obviously it's been put back for a few years, but obviously cash is always going to exist for years and years and years, I think, anyway.
Yeah, okay, so you think this is something we're going to see more of, people, I suppose.
Yeah, I agree.
Go to the cash machine at the start of each week and get their money out, and they've got that money. Because if you're paying by contactless card, tapping your card, the numbers, when they say that's £38.57, that means nothing, does it? You tap, done. You don't feel like you spend money.
And if you physically cash, then that £38 is gone, and that's gone really, so you can budget that and know what you're doing, I guess. So
there you go. So hopefully cash and cards can live in perfect harmony for many years to come.
Years and years, absolutely.
And have the choice to pay how you want to pay. Thank you, Emma. Interesting to hear your thoughts there.
Take care.
Thank you very much. There we go. There's Emma, who works in the supermarket, on the front line, really, to talk a bit about sort of the idea of cash becoming king again and more people, cash transactions on the rise. Be interested to hear your thoughts on this morning. Are you somebody who uses cash more since the cost of living? Is that how you budget? Or are you just somebody that always has cards and doesn't carry cash? What happens if you use your phone and the phone battery dies and you haven't got anywhere paying? I mean, there's all sorts of things here. So do share your stories on Radio Woking.